Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And good morning. Welcome to the French Quarter Festival. Don Dubuque along with Captain Martha Spencer. We did our outdoor show early this morning, and now we're here on site. And boy, the weather conditions are good. Meteorologists like you really appreciate this.
Huh? Everybody's a little nervous because they know there's some rough weather to the west. It is gusty. It's going to be windy. But I think if everything's secured, we're going to have a great day.
I think they got enough food to hold up, though, because they're trying to get all in before it gets too bad.
Absolutely.
Here. Well, we have got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to some of the guests. And if you would like to participate, our telephone lines are open, 504-260-1870, or if you prefer to text us, it's 870-870. Please no text and driving. Questions, comments, suggestions. And Martha, we started this earlier this morning. We'd love to hear from the listeners. If there's one food item or drink out here that you should not pass up, we want to know what it is.
And we've got a couple suggestions. I've got a list. I definitely need to try out that white chocolate
King cake bread pudding. From Haydell.
I've only eaten one thing, and it was fantastic. I had the goat cheese and crawfish crepes, and that was amazing.
What does Molly think about that?
She probably
white
wouldn't
chocolate
really win.
King cake.
I don't know.
Molly Kimball joins us with Eat Fit NOLA. Molly, glad to have you here. You've been
Welcome.
To here before, huh?
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
So tell folks what Eat Fit NOLA is, kind of the origins of it.
Right. So first of all, on that goat cheese crepe with Muriel's.
Oh, gosh.
It's not Eat Fit, but it's delicious. Yes, it's one of my favorites, and we'll be having it today. With Eat Fit, we're excited. This is our second year here at French Quarter Fest, and we have worked with our with the food service vendors here to incorporate Eat Fit on the menus here at the festival. And last year, they were kind of, let's dive in and see how it goes and what the reception is. And the vendors were pleased and I think a little bit surprised that the Eat Fit items went as well as they did. And it's one of those things that, we know that we're not out here to eat healthy and that's not top of mind. But, if you're going to be out here for a few days,
you want the option.
Yeah, you want the option. And so it's really cool that we've kind of merged from restaurants of, we have several hundred restaurants in the across the state now. We have Eat Fit NOLA, Eat Fit BR, Eat Fit Acadiana, Eat Fit North Shore. We just launched Eat Fit Shreveport. It's been really cool to have Eat Fit on the restaurants, but our goal is to see where people live in their lives and how can we make nutrition easy when they want it to be there.
So who was your first restaurant that you had Eat Fit NOLA really take charge with and really get the ball rolling? It's been around for a few years now.
Yeah, so Commander's Palace, they actually worked with our cardiology department at Oshner Health System years ago for a program called Good and Hearty. And that was a little bit different. It was lower sodium, but didn't have the tighter, stringent criteria that we have with Eat Fit. So when, I had the idea and said, what if we worked with restaurants and incorporated nutritious items? I went straight to them and said, hey, can we look at doing this and revamping it, but kind of tightening it up and no white carbs, lower sodium, lower animal fats. But it's got to be dishes that the chefs are proud of and want to serve and also still meet our nutritional criteria. So it's a really fun give and take with them. So Commander's is really our first official, but we wanted to also make it, in gas stations and food trucks, corner markets. So all price points, all types of cuisine, from the West Bank to Slidell to North Shore down to the Bayou. And like we said, we've kind of expanded as well.
And you probably have to get creative to get people to really enjoy it, because everyone knows, you don't want to have to look at a food like a diet food, because that takes the fun out of it. So no chicken and broccoli,
Exactly.
Old.
Well, that's the thing, too. When someone says, I'm trying to be, quote, good, and like air quotes around good, and they're going out to eat, they're making it not fun for themselves, because they're saying, well, I'll just have a salad. I'll have lettuce, no dressing, and plain chicken. Nobody wants that. And then how long are you going to stick with that? Because you're really kind of feeling sorry for yourself. So when you can come out here to French Quarter Fest and you can go to, Company Burger, you can go to the Rum House. Dornax has these really fantastic little blackened shrimp with a romaine piro is what they're calling it. But Giacomo's has an incredible dish out here. It's a crab meat and artichoke dish.
Delicious.
So there's just a lot of ways that we can work with restaurants. Galatoire shrimp remoulade. It's one of the quintessential dishes here, and it's Eat Fit.
And it's not just Eat Fit, it's Drink Fit too, correct?
Well, you have to,
I mean, it's New Orleans.
It's New Orleans.
Well, maybe you can do one but not the other.
No, they have drink. Don't you have Drink Fit? Well, drinks that are on Eat Fit, I guess.
I like it Drink Fit, yes. So we have Eat Fit cocktails and Eat Fit mocktails.
Mocktails.
And so we have, there's a sparkling water. It's similar to the flavored sparkling waters. It's a brand called Bubbly, and they have a grapefruit I love it. It's really flavorful. So you can buy just the Bubbly here if you wanted just your mocktail. But we also worked with the French Quarter Fest to create the Bubbly Sea Breeze, which is the Eat Fit cocktail. It has just the tiniest bit of cranberry juice and then this kind of cranberry bubbly flavor and a little bit of vodka, and so that's your Eat Fit cocktail.
So it's guilt-free, and you can still enjoy New Orleans.
Exactly.
So what are some of the restaurants that are partaking at French Quarter Fest if folks want to say, well, I'm going to have one indulgent thing, and then I'm going to balance that with one Eat Fit?
Well, first of all, I think what you just said is the perfect thing to do. You know, and when you look at kind of how do you map out festival eating, which we get that question a lot as nutritionists, because festival season is on, you know, and so there's a lot happening, you know, over these next few months. And so what I usually say is pick your favorite that is, you know, it's worth that splurge, it's worth the indulgence, and don't feel bad about it. I think the worst thing we can do is think I shouldn't be eating this or I'm being bad or any of that stuff. So pick what you want and kind of scope out the menu ahead of time. Almost all the festivals have the menu online. Scope it out, what looks good to you, or if you had it before, you can't stop thinking about it since last year. Have that's your splurge worthy thing, but then also look and kind of scope out what are your go-tos. So there's a lot here out at French Quarter Fest at Eat Fit. So Galatoire's has their shrimp remoulade, which is one of my favorites, super refreshing. Giacomo's has, it's a jumbo lump crab meat and artichoke citrusy salad, but it's really more of the, it's got a little bit of a creaminess to that crab meat, so it isn't just a salad in there. Two Jogs has, if you haven't had their marinated crab remoulade, it's a little bit more of a white remoulade with these crab claws over at Two Jogs, which is delicious. 14 Pears just has their jerk chicken. Praline Connection is out here. Praline Connection is offering a vegan dish. Their crowder peas and okra and mustard greens. So that's, you know, we've got things that are gluten-free out here. We've got vegan options and then, of course, Eat Fit options.
Very good. We're talking with Molly Kimball of Eat Fit NOLA. If you got a question, comment about eating healthy and maybe not so healthy or the combination.
How to do it right.
504-260-1870 or text us at 870-870. We'll be right back to continue that conversation right after this, live from French Quarter Fest. Don Dubuque, Martha Spencer, and Molly Kimball will be right back. And welcome back. French Quarter Festival conditions are great here. This breeze is really nice.
Feels Martha? Fabulous. Not hot at all.
And the sun's coming in and out, so and there's some shade here if you need it. We're chatting with Molly Kimball with Eat Fit NOLA. Molly, you deal with a lot of the restaurants around the city. Was there a fear among New Orleans restaurants when this kind of a trend started about eating much healthier and being concerned about rich foods? Did they kind of get a little nervous and say, well, we could lose some business if people hear about all this rich food and they want to change their diets? So then you come in and show them that you can eat both good, rich food, but still be nutritional.
Yeah, and it's a delicate balance with that. And so we want to make sure when we're working with a restaurant, we don't come in and say what should be done. You know, it's a lot of working with the chef, getting their ideas, incorporating it, and educating them about what is nutritious, and then hearing their ideas of how can they incorporate it seamlessly. So I think sometimes a restaurant owner may decide they want to do Eat Fit at the restaurant. The chef may have a little bit of resistance. I think, though, I like to think that after we meet with them and they kind of see that this isn't something that's being forced and it doesn't have to be dull and dry, mm-hmm. that, you know, and there are things that they're surprised can fit, because people have misconceptions that certain things are bad, but they're not, you know.
So chefs are not necessarily known for what is healthy. They just know what tastes good.
Exactly.
So when you approach a restaurant and you have to come in and say, do you give them guidelines and
yes.
what is good and what ingredients to lean towards?
Exactly. So we have, with Eat Fit, we make sure that it fits certain calories, that it fits certain sodium, animal-based saturated fat, certain added sugar. So we have all those numbers that our team of dietitians on the back end, we're doing that. But we don't ask the restaurants to figure that out. We have, we call it kind of what typically fits, little cheat sheet, little almost like a little roadmap of the types of ingredients that typically work. And they're like, oh, wait, so I can use these leaner cuts of beef or these leaner cuts of lamb or pork, and I can use these oils or these, you know, a lot of times an aioli they think is bad because it's creamy, but it isn't. You know, when you look at what's actually in it, it's mostly plant-based fats. And so giving them that education and then letting them take that rein of the creativity. The other thing is that we're not highlighting the stuff that is not nutritious.
Right.
So we have an Eat Fit smartphone app, and in fact, if you download the Eat Fit app, you can find the full nutrition facts and see all the dishes out here at French Quarter Fest that are Eat Fit. And also for all the restaurants, you can see, okay, I'm going to go to, you know, the restaurant, click on the dish, so you can see the nutrition facts of it. So for someone who's looking at carbs or protein or sodium or sugar, whatever it is, we've got all that on there. but we don't have the stuff that isn't nutritious.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not highlighting how not good.
What you're missing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's been a really cool thing. The app also has like hundreds of recipes. Like I said, it's got the French Quarter Fest whole outline of everything here, and then all your restaurants, and also a brand specific shopping guide. So we're not
just saying.
Helps. Yeah, because you get the message of get a whole grain cracker, whole grain bread, but we're telling you which brands are the best. So
do you think the restaurants are doing a good enough job in their menu pointing out these dishes that
good point. So it has the Eat Fit seal on the menu.
Okay.
So I didn't mention that. Yeah, so when you go to these restaurants that are Eat Fit approved, you'll see by the dish the Eat Fit seal. And around French Quarter Fest, you'll see the Eat Fit seal on the menu boards by these dishes. And it's a big orange seal here, and it'll tell you what's Eat Fit. Yeah.
And I'm sure this really helps a lot of folks. Recently, I was at a bachelorette party where one of the girls is celiac. So she had a really hard time finding anything that, you know, fit that mold. And I'm sure having the Eat Fit, while it may not cover all of that, helps them kind of lean towards what might be better for them.
Exactly. And French Quarter Fest, for example, if you go to their website, they have the full list of all of the dishes, not just Eat Fit. But on the French Quarter website, they also say which ones are Eat Fit, and which ones are gluten-free, and which ones are vegan. So really kind of guiding people to, again, realizing that that's not a concern for probably most people, but for those who is, it can be significant and making it easy for them.
So they can come out and enjoy it.
Don't want to put you on the spot, but which item out here would be your best Eat Fit?
That does
dish.
Put me on the spot.
No, it
However, I think with that being said, the Giacomo's crab and artichoke citrus
does sound very good.
Yeah, it's got all these real fresh flavors and still that creaminess in there. I love it.
Yeah, I might have to try that. That sounds very, very good.
But there are many of them out here. So if someone's a little hesitant to come because, I can't eat like that. No.
So many. So we've got everything from tacos, from beef to turkey to chicken to seafood here, to vegan options out here. So we've got the full spectrum.
You said on the app that you can find products. Are there local products that market as Eat Fit?
Yeah, good question. So there's a lot of products that either have the Eat Fit seal on their website. One that comes to mind, for example, Jasmine Rice has a brown rice. There's a brand of nut butter called Co-Nut Butter. It's a blend of coconut oil and almond or peanut butter. And, you know, we work with them, and they are an Eat Fit approved product. But we also have brands that we just work with all the time and really encourage our restaurants to use. For example, Tabasco is about 75% lower sodium than other hot sauces. Paul Prudhomme's blackening seasoning, the blackened redfish, you know, blackened steak magic, the magic seasonings, also about 75% less sodium. So there's a lot of those that we're naturally, if someone's using a blend, you know, there's going to be certain brands that will say, this is going to be a better option that are our local products.
So for visitors that are coming out here either later today or tomorrow, where would this be posted, or where can they get a list, or how would the items be identified that you're talking about?
So when you walk around French Quarter Fest, there's these big kind of almost pillars that are information pillars with maps and kind of some signage, and they have the menu, and we have the Eat Fit. There's a little Eat Fit orange box in there that highlights what the Eat Fit vendors are. Also, you can go to the French Quarter Fest website and look at their food vendors, and you'll see the Eat Fit seal next to all of those. And downloading the Eat Fit smartphone app. And if you just type in Eat Fit in your app store, you'll pull it up. And there's a graphic up at the top. You click on that, and that brings you straight to that. We built out a page in the app that has just all French Quarter Fest options. So you'll see a picture of the dish, what it looks like. Click on it. You'll see your full nutrition facts. And it will also tell you where it is at French Quarter Fest.
So what is your website and your newspaper column? How often does that come out?
Yeah, so the website for Eat Fit is eatfitnola.com. And, yes, I write for nola.com, the Times-Picayune. That's every week. And it's online on Tuesday, and then in print on Wednesdays. And then do the TV segment every week as well with WGNO.
So not to put you on the spot, but dietitians are human as well. A lot of folks think, oh my gosh, how can they just eat all that healthy all the time? You are human. You indulge in things too. So if you had to pick your favorite non-Eat Fit item at French Quarter Fest, what's your go-to?
The Muriel's Crawfish and Goat Cheese Cakes.
Oh, good. I made
it. You had it.
Wow. Yes.
How about a drink fit? Favorite drink fit out here?
Well, the drink fit, the bubbly sea breeze out here, I think is fantastic. And I love the fact that there's the mocktail option of just the bubbly
grapefruit.
For people
grapefruit. Still abiding by Lent.
Exactly. Yeah. We have the Alcohol Free for 40 challenge that's going on that is still wrapping up, you know, still going one more week. Hang in there, y'all. But what I like, too, about the bubbly is it's a resealable bottle, which makes it really easy to kind of walk around French Quarter Fest with as well.
Very good.
When you're hydrating.
And if people want to come out here and see you, are you just going to be kind of hanging out, or are you?
Yeah, so we're going to have some of our favorites. The Giacomo's booth is right here in Jackson Square, as is the Muriel's. And my husband has just come up, so we're going to probably go indulge in both of those.
You deserve it.
Yes.
Very good. Enjoyed the conversation, and thanks for all you do for people who are concerned about eating correctly.
Thank you. Yeah, we love it. It's incredibly rewarding.
Thank you.
Thank you, Molly Kimball.
All right, well, after the CBS News update and our local news, we're going to be chatting with Nicole Dorognak. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows Dorognak's food stores. They are out here. We'll find out what's waiting for you here if you're coming on out. And don't forget, you know, the weather's going to maybe be a little rough overnight, but
right.
It looks like you're going to get it in today, and then again tomorrow it's going to be clearing, right? You're
yeah.
the meteorologist.
I believe it might get a little hairy a little right after dinner time, but I think if you're out here for the next 4 hours, you're going to have a great time.
The breeze is nice, and the crowd is good, and I think you'll have a wonderful time.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back to continue our coverage of the French Quarter Festival right here at Jackson Square. You're listening to WWL 870 AM. I'm Don Dubuque with Martha Spencer. We're back right after this CBS News update and the local WWL newscast. We've got sunshine for a couple minutes, and the clouds come back. But one thing for sure, we've got a steady breeze.
Oh, it feels amazing. And the clouds move in just when it starts to get a little warm. So it's keeping the temperature absolutely perfect.
You know, this crowd has been steady since they opened the gates at 11 o'clock. And I think everybody's got the same thing on their mind. They want to get in early if they think a little weather's coming later on and get it done. And then tomorrow's another day, and they got some really good weather predicted for tomorrow.
And the bands have fired up now. I think the first band started at 11, and the Jackson Square band start right now.
One of the best things about this is the smells.
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, it's just such a blend of all the different
Feel free
foods.
To bring food over if you're here to the WWL radio station, because it's real tempting sitting here.
Yeah, we have a field test situation going on. We'll check it out for you. And also, if you want to participate in the program, text us at 870-870, or if you'd like to call and chat with our guest or myself and Martha Spencer, call us 504-260-1870. Nicole Dorognak is joining us right now, and people are wondering, what is Dorognak doing at a food festival?
Well, we're spotlighting some of the things from the store that we feature, our jambalaya, a king cake bread pudding that we do seasonally, and there's going to be a new item, a Caesar dressing, but you can get it with our blackened shrimp Caesar on a romaine pea roast.
So for folks who've never walked into a Dorognak's, we were just saying before we came back that I feel like when you walk in, it's a blast from the past, but not in the sense that you don't get a lot of stuff. It just has a really traditional, welcoming feel that you don't get at a lot of these multi-chain stores.
Yes. Well, that's because my husband's family and his grandfather built such a grocery empire that they're lucky enough to carry on the tradition, and we can be a part of this year, which is such a New Orleans thing.
So
what
do you think keeps Dorognak's traditional like that?
The customer service, our loyal employees that have been around forever, the selection like you were talking about, and just being there for so long, you know, 70 plus years.
So you've got customers, I imagine, that have just been with you for the long haul.
Sometimes you'll see a little baby in a stroller with a mom or a dad, and then that parent's parent, like three generations shopping on one trip, multi-generational shopping.
What is your favorite thing about the grocery business?
The people, like just the interaction every day, like when we go over there, and it's just everybody's happy to be there and shop and get their items that they're looking for, and you know, just happy faces.
I like that you guys, this is something you wouldn't think about, but I love that you promote the using paper bags over the plastic. I rarely see plastic bags come out of the store, and that you go in the store and get one item in one plastic bag, and you walk out with 25 that you
know
are going to wind
why?
Up in the trash.
Well, you know why? The plastic is so thin. Could it be any thinner? It
but
breaks.
The paper bag, we
have a special plastic bag, though.
But
the
paper gives it that
different.
Traditional feel, and you're also helping the environment. The thing I like the most, and it's one of the items here, is the bakery at the store. And you have a bakery item that's you're highlighting today.
Yes.
Tell folks what that is.
The king cake bread pudding.
Oh.
And what we did with that was rather than just toss, we started making, during the season, king cake bread pudding rather than throw it away. So we had Roy get us all prepped up for the festival special to have that item. So next Mardi Gras season, you'll be able to get it in the cafeteria. It's a seasonal item other than this.
You know, the other thing about those paper bags, what will we do if the Saints ever go back to having bad teams? You'll be right there. They'll be lining up at Dorognak's.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the bag you
want to
wear if you're wearing a bag.
We're talking with Nicole Dorognak. We're at the French Quarter Festival down in Dubuque. Martha Spencer, if you want to join us by telephone, it's 504-260-1870. By text message, 870-870. Or come on through the gate and walk right up and find our booth. We're going to be right back after this time out. It's French Quarter Festival weekend in New Orleans. And we're back at the French Quarter Festival. And Martha, the our neighbor booth here, they must have some. Look at the line they've got there. What are they, giving things away?
Coffee.
That's the iced coffee, right?
This one's iced coffee, yeah. It's really good. It got my day started. It's really filling in here, Don. There's a lot of people walking around.
Yes, it is. Getting a nice crowd here. Nicole Dornack's been kind enough to stop by and chat with us a little bit. Nicole, one of the things I was concerned about with eating in New Orleans is seafood. You know, it really is getting difficult now to get fresh fish, and I know the restaurants deal with it, and you know, grocery stores that have the fish delicatessens. What do you see as the future of where that's headed? You know, it used to be we could get plenty of speckled trout and you know, some of these other species, snapper, and sell them right there in the store. It's getting tougher and tougher. Are you going to alternative species or?
No, we're still trying to keep things as local as possible. And because we're one store, we only have to buy for one. Uh-huh. So all these bigger chains have a different supply and demand. So hopefully we'll be able to keep it as local as we possibly can. Like the shrimp we have is Gulf shrimp.
Gulf shrimp. Can't
beat it. Absolutely.
How about your crawfish?
Crawfish are local as well. I mean, we've actually been boiling every weekend on Fridays and Saturdays. And the prices just went down. Tony should be out there today boiling. Jody would normally be there with him.
Doing a boil. You talk about really priding yourself on staying local with products. Now that you've kind of set your name as it, are you actually finding brands come to you to
yes.
say, hey, we want you to promote us mm-hmm. because we know you support us?
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. And we're trying to bring in as many as we can.
And that's what's surprising, because it's not a huge store, and you go in there and you're thinking you're not going to be able to find things, but you really do have quite a variety.
It's all about space management.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the right, you know, right things on the shelves, right amount of space, not too many of what you don't need, and all the little specialties.
If there was one thing that you think defines Dornack's and separates you from other stores, what would it be?
Customer service.
Employees. You've got some long-time employees.
Yes. Because without the employees, what do we have?
Yeah.
Three of us, five of us, six of us couldn't do what 170 people do.
But customer service speaks about the business because, I mean, think maybe Chick-fil-A is a similar example. You like to go into a store where people are happy to be there.
Yes.
And it's always a downer when you walk in and people are just grumpy and wait until the clock out. And people there really feel like they enjoy their job.
Yes.
And that helps.
Yes. And we do. We all walk around high-fiving and you did this good. You know, I mean, we do try to keep it upbeat because work doesn't have to be a grind. I mean, you have to work, but it should be enjoyable.
Have you ever thought about making new stores, or you've always thought that by keeping that one store will keep you kind of that local feel?
Jody's grandfather always said, do one and do it right, right? I mean, if you get, like, we wouldn't be able to do local seafood for multiple stores, so.
Well, we'd love to see you on the North Shore as well. So if you ever think
about opening
a second
store. Well, we'd like to be there, too, because we live over there.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know. Yeah, you got a long commute for your groceries.
Possibility down the road.
There we go.
Maybe
breaking news.
But we
here.
Are focusing on the festivals because that's a good way to get us out there. We have a great kitchen crew that, Lisa, who y'all have probably seen here and there or heard. I mean, she's amazing, and she's got a good crew that works with her. So again, without the great employees,
what's the next festival you'll be at?
Hopefully the Po' Boy. We're trying to get into that right now.
That's a hot one.
And then she wants to do Satchmo. She wants to do, look, she's ready to move us to the riverfront.
She likes
already.
Being outside.
Yeah. So I'm like, let's ease in. But Lisa's, she's good. She's good.
All right, we need to take a break here. We'll come back and we'll wrap up our conversation with Nicole Dornack. If you want to get in on the conversation, I haven't been watching my phone line, so I better check it. 504-260-1870, or you can simply shoot us a text at 870-870. But please remember, never, ever text and drive. We'll be right back. Martha, everybody that has walked by our table is eating.
I know. Yeah. They really need to stop and drop us. It's kind of like being, you know, right outside the candy store and you can't go in.
All right.
Someone drop some food off. We're over at the corner of Jackson Square on the right side. That'd be great.
Talk with Nicole Dornack. And, Nicole, you know, your store has been like an institution over there in Metairie for so many years now. And part of it is because the customer service you talked about, but you also got good quality food there. Tell me, how does a grocery store do that quality control? Who who's the test case, the field tester that checks out your food and says, this is good, we need this, or we don't want that? I think I'm getting an indication on who it is.
Well, one of them is the customers, because they ask what they want, and mm-hmm. they do give feedback.
Oh, good.
A lot. My brother-in-law has a lot of input. He likes my brother-in-law, Jason. He has a lot of quality control checks. Jody, you know, and our managers. Our managers are great. I mean, they just, and daily, we get a lot. We get stuff in every day. Like, it's not, we buy, and we have stuff sitting there for like weeks.
Yeah.
That's where the quality comes in, because it's fresh.
So you have both a food booth and a stage sponsorship today. Tell folks where your booths are and what they can find there.
Okay, our food booth is down at the Mint. We have the three items we mentioned earlier, and then we have a stage, which is the jazz stage, at Bourbon Street, right in front of Bourbon House, 100 Bourbon. And there will be some cool jazz bands on there.
That's one of the ones that's right down on the road, though. You can get real close to the stage for that one. Yeah,
absolutely. It is literally in the middle of the street.
Do you have a favorite artist playing that stage this weekend?
You know, they're all so great.
Great answer.
I don't have a favorite because it's just New Orleans jazz.
Right.
And, you know, you just stand there and groove.
So we expect to see you back here next year?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
If they'll have us, we're back.
And then we can shop at the North Shore store, their new location.
I hope you do come up there. That would be fantastic.
Make my life easier.
Well, thanks for keeping some things the same. You know, everybody's so quick to jump to change, but sometimes it's better to keep things the way they were.
Absolutely. Tradition and institution is what we're based on.
And if you feel so inclined to come make another loop around here with some of those
we will loop you some food. We will loop you some food.
You know, people say
that
we've got the greatest job. We get to go fishing and hunting for a living. Uh-huh. What about field food tester for Dorian?
There you go.
Are you hiring?
There you go. We'll bring you some golf shrimp and some king cake bread pudding for
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Nicole, thanks so much.
All right.
Keep up the great work at DoorDash. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
having
us.
Enjoy the festival.
Thank you. You too.
All right, French Quarter Festival, and still got a few hours to go. We got some more guests coming up. Hopefully we'll talk to somebody from Galatoire's. Can you believe Galatoire's out here?
Fancy. You know, this is the largest free music festival in the country, and it really precedes all the events of festival season. You know, Jazz Fest is next weekend and the weekend after, and you really can't get much better. I mean, there's, what, 60-plus artists performing, and you can walk around for 4 days and get free music, and, you know, the food's affordable and delicious, and you can't beat it.
No.
Why would you want to miss this?
Absolutely.
And it's not really as suffocating as some festivals can be because it's spaced out over the whole city. You've got it down in the French Quarter. You've got it over Jackson Square. You're over by the Mint, over by the river. You get the breeze. It's a good vibe.
All right. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up this hour. We've got another hour to go, and we'll be talking to some more guests. And when you're invited to either come in person, call us at 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. A little programming note, LSU baseball been moved up to a 2:30 start in deference to the weather, so be tuned for that. LSU Fighting Tiger baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.